Listen to this news. India seeks swift approval to boost grape exports to New Zealand. India has planned to expand grape exports to New Zealand, aiming to strengthen fruit trade relations between the two nations. Recent high-level discussions between India's Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and New Zealand's Agriculture, Forestry, and Trade Minister Todd McClay lead to the initiative. Minister Chauhan called for swift approval of India's newly audited vapor heat treatment facilities in Lucknow and Delhi. These facilities are pivotal for ensuring the quality and compliance of Indian fruits destined for international markets. By securing this approval, India seeks to expedite market access for its grapes, a move set to significantly bolster the nation's agricultural exports. The Agriculture Ministry emphasized the potential impact that the clearance of these facilities could have on transforming India's export landscape, particularly for grapes and mangoes, enhancing its presence in New Zealand's market. Discussions at Krishi Bhavan also explored expanding trade in fresh and dried fruits. India's delegation pressed for earlier access to New Zealand's market for its agricultural products, reflecting a proactive approach to broadening trade avenues. New Zealand expressed openness to importing Indian pomegranates and considered easing restrictions on mango imports. Minister McClay conveyed appreciation for the resumed pine log exports from New Zealand to India, overcoming previous fumigation-related hurdles. Both nations identified significant opportunities for technical collaboration in horticulture and cage fisheries. A proposed memorandum of cooperation on horticulture underscored the shared ambition to advance this sector through bilateral cooperation. Minister Chauhan highlighted the deep-rooted historical and cultural ties between India and New Zealand. He acknowledged the pivotal role of the Indian diaspora in New Zealand and noted the growing exchange of knowledge and expertise, particularly in education, as key pillars of this partnership. Private sector partnerships emerged as a critical area for fostering greater trade and investment between the two countries. This focus aligns with a broader vision to benefit producers and consumers alike, while also reinforcing the economic ties that bind India and New Zealand. The New Zealand delegation, led by High Commissioner Patrick Rada, reaffirmed its commitment to working closely with India. The successful outcomes of this meeting could serve as a blueprint for other countries seeking to enhance their agricultural exports through strategic international cooperation. Business General, fresh produce industry faces new economic and environmental challenges.